This is Apollo Control at 79 hours, 6 minutes. We're about 4.5 minutes away from the expected time of reacquiring Apollo 16 on its third revolution of the moon, at which time they should have lowered their orbit to about 10 by 58 nautical miles. If, however, for some reason they did not perform that maneuver, we would be reacquiring in about 30 seconds. The service propulsion system engine on this particular spacecraft is consuming about 66 pounds of propellant per second of burn. Based on that, when next we see Apollo 16, they should be about 1,600 pounds lighter and traveling about 136 miles an hour slower. The descent orbit insertion maneuver, which was targeted to occur at the ground elapsed time of 78 hours, 33 minutes, 44 seconds, was to have been a 24.2 second burn of the service propulsion system engine. And this would produce a total velocity change of 210.3 feet per second, most of which would be retrograde, giving us the desired orbit of 58.5 by 10.3 nautical miles. And we've passed the time of acquisition. Had they not performed the burn, all continues to be quiet. We're now 3 minutes away from the expected time of acquisition with a good descent orbit insertion maneuver.